Report, man shouting anti-Semitism, Kanye 2024 attacks 63-year-old in New York. By Paul Bois on December 19, 2022. A man reportedly assaulted a 63-year-old man in New York City last week while shouting anti-Semitic statements and yelling Kanye 2024 before fleeing the scene. The attack allegedly occurred in New York's Central Park last Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. where the unidentified 63-year-old man had been walking. According to the Washington Post, the attacker came up from behind and knocked the man to the ground, breaking his hand and chipping his tooth while uttering numerous anti-Semitic statements. Before the attacker fled on a bicycle, with a trailer featuring a sign reading Hungry Disabled, police say he referenced the artist formerly known as Kanye West, who has issued several anti-Semitic tirades, saying Kanye 2024, noted the Post. Police reported the 63-year-old man to be in stable condition after being hospitalized from the attack. New York City Councilmember Gail A. Brewer, D., whose district includes Central Park, called the attack particularly awful and horrible on all levels. The New York Police Department's Hate Crime Task Force said on Thursday that the attacker was last seen around Washington Square Park. A 63-year-old victim suffered lacerations and a chipped tooth after being assaulted by this perpetrator inside Central Park. Numerous anti-Jewish statements were made prior to the assault. The perpetrator has been tracked as far south as Washington Square Park, the unit tweeted. Rapper Kanye West recently earned the title Anti-Semite of the Year from the watchdog group antisemitism.org due to his many instances of anti-Semitism over the past few months. From his pledge of going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people to his rants about the Jewish media conspiring against him. Kanye West then took those sentiments to a whole new level at the end of November when he praised Hitler during an interview with Alex Jones. I like Hitler, I'm not trying to be shocking, I like Hitler. The Holocaust is not what happened. Let's look at the facts of that, and Hitler has a lot of redeeming qualities, West said while wearing a full-face black mask. Hitler had a really cool outfit, and he was a really good architect, and he didn't kill 6 million Jews. Hours later, Twitter CEO Elon Musk booted Kanye West from the social media platform for sharing a Nazi swastika crossed with the Jewish Star of David as a show of love for both. The logo followed comments he made to Alex Jones wherein he said that he loves Hitler, Nazis, and Jewish people all in one breath while simultaneously denying that the two former groups murdered 6 million of the latter. Shortly after sharing the symbol, Kanye West shared an alleged screenshot of a private text exchange between him and Elon Musk in which Musk said that West had gone too far. Sorry, but you have gone too far. This is not love, Elon allegedly told Kanye. Kanye responded, "Who made you the judge?" Kanye then shared more of the alleged exchange on Truth Social that showed Elon praying the Our Father prayer, to which Kanye said, "I'm Jesus' name." Kanye West later doubled down on his Hitler praise during an interview with Gavin McInnes and said that the murderous tyrant's bad reputation was perpetuated by the Jewish media. He also called on Jews to forgive Hitler while denying the horrors of the Holocaust.